Hi guys, welcome to the Papist Show. I'm Brendan, and Pat is dead. He's gone. Forever. I killed him. Let's have a moment of silence. Moment over. Anyway, down to business. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new series with you guys. I'm going to start a series on church architecture. Woo, really fun. For me, the history nerd. So, what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to take various architectural styles of Catholic churches, specifically throughout all of history, from the earliest churches during the Roman Empire, which were just in people's houses, to the most magnificent churches, in my opinion, the Gothic cathedrals and other Gothic-styled churches, and as well as various other styles of church architecture, such as Romanesque, Baroque, Gothic, like I mentioned, the more modern styles. I'm going to take those, and I'm just going to evaluate them in with my opinion as to how a church should look, how it should function, what its focuses should be, and I'm going to give it a rating, like a 1 out of 10, 5 out of 10, that type of thing. Now, with that being said, I should qualify exactly what I think the purpose of a church is to serve. Now, what I think a church really needs to be is a focus on the sacraments. It is a place for people to gather and celebrate the sacraments. That is its bare minimum purpose. You know, things such as abbeys or other types of churches, it's second to the celebration of the sacraments. That is its main purpose, especially the sacrifice of the Mass and the offering of the Eucharist. As the Catechism teaches, that is the most fundamental part of Christian life, and so a church should reflect that. As you see in most churches, most of them are designed to celebrate the Mass. That's its most pure and basic function. As well as, in terms of the celebration of the Mass is essentially heaven on earth. The closest you can get to heaven on earth is the celebration of the Mass, because Jesus is literally transfiguring the bread and wine into his body and blood. And so a church should be befitting of that, and the fact that heaven is coming to earth in the form of Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary. So I'm going to go through all of those church styles, using various examples from actual churches, showing you what the pros and cons are, and I'm going to try to make it as entertaining as possible. So pray for me and hope that I do that well. So with that being said, this has been The Papist Show. Make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, like and follow our Facebook page, follow us on Instagram and on Twitter, and support us on Patreon. For a simple $5 a month, you can get yourself featured in a video. So with that being said, this is Brendan with The Papist, signing off.